pasuk says, "Me'et kol ish asher yidvenu libo." Take donations from every man who desires to donate. So the Targum Yonasan adds, "Velo ba'alimuta." Don't use force. Hashem says, "Take donations for the Mishkan and don't use force," because technically they could have used force. They could have forced people to donate. Because we have a concept that mimashkinina la tzedakah, for the general good, for tzedakah, yeah, you're allowed to force people to donate. The courts can say, buddy, you're making $2 million a year, we want you to donate X amount to help the public need. And just like there are taxes in a government, there's taxes in a society. So the courts have the right to tax for charity, which by the way happens. I'm saying we do it every day. When we pay taxes, we're supporting the welfare system. We are being forced to pay taxes for charity. So the same concept exists in Torah. And the concept, the Gemara actually derives from the donation to the Mishkan. Because in the donation to the Mishkan, it's described, Vehem yikhut azahav, that the representatives of the Mishkan will take the gold and form it for the Mishkan. So the Gemara asks, why does it have to say take the gold? To tell us they had a right to take by force. They could have said, Mr. Korach, you have 1,000 chests of wealth, you're going to donate one of those chests. They could have done it by force. Torah says, no, don't. I don't want you to use force. What the Torah is alluding to is, you won't need to use force. You're going to see that my people want to donate. Yidvenu libo. Libo means their single heart. Our sages say that very often when we come to do a mitzvah, we have two hearts. We have the side of us that says yes, and the side of us that says no. It says pious people have only one heart. They don't feel the challenge. Their identity is, I want to do what Hashem wants. They also have desires, but their identity, their heart is, this is what I want. The Torah is revealing to Moshe, saying, you'll see they're going to donate with one heart. There's going to be this desire, I want to be a part of this. And that's why the Torah says, don't use force. Technically, legally, you're entitled. You don't need to. You'll see the people want to.